bringing you what is noble and right and true. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the first book of John. It is of what existed from the very beginning, of what we heard with our ears, of what we saw with our eyes, of what we witnessed and touched with our own hands. It is the Logos of life. The life has appeared. We saw it. We testify to it. We bring you word of that eternal life, which existed with the Father and was disclosed to us. It is of what we saw and heard that we bring you word, so that you may share in our fellowship. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this to you that our joy may be complete. Here is the message we learned from Him and announced to you. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness, none. If we say we have fellowship with Him when we live and move in darkness, then we are lying. We are not practicing the truth. But if we live and move within the light, as He is within the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from every sin. If we say we are not guilty, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. He forgives our sins and cleanses us from all iniquity. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not within us. My dear children, I am writing this to you that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, in Jesus Christ, the just. He is Himself the propitiation for our sins, though not for ours alone, but also for the whole world. This is how we may be sure that we know Him, by obeying His commands. He who says, "I know Him," but does not obey His commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever obeys His word, in him love to God is really complete. This is how we may be sure that we are in Him. He who says he remains in Him ought to be living as He lived. Beloved, I am not writing to you any new command, but an old command, which you have had from the very beginning. The old command is the word you have heard, and yet it is a new command that I am writing to you, realized in Him and also in yourselves, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness still. He who loves his brother remains in the light, and in the light there is no pitfall. But he who hates his brother is in darkness. He walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, for the darkness has blinded his eyes. Dear children, I am writing to you because your sins are forgiven for His sake. Fathers, I am writing to you because you know Him who is from the very beginning. Young men, I am writing to you because you have conquered the evil one. Children, I have written to you because you know the Father. Fathers, I have written to you because you know Him who is from the very beginning. Young men, I have written to you because you are strong, and the Word of God remains within you, and you have conquered the evil one. You've been listening to the Word of God from the first book of John.